Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 493 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to discuss graduation and all the celebration that entailed because Alex graduated from college this past weekend along with his roommate Jackson. And we're also going to talk about a very exciting and unexpected development with the Shankles. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode was our live book club episode, and we also had a conversation with Jackson, who I mentioned a little earlier. You get a little behind the scenes of what his life has been like over the last few years, and it was such a sweet discussion. Super grateful that we got to do that. We would be so happy if you stopped by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And finally, some of you asked if we would give some graduation gift suggestions, and you will hear those in this episode. So you'll find links to that in the show notes. All right, thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 493. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
So today we talked for about 50 minutes before we recorded.
We did. But we had a lot. We hadn't talked because, well, we had been together for 42 days.
Yes.
A week ago.
Yes. After our multi-month foray here in Birmingham and then in Starkville, we haven't gotten to talk the last 4 or 5 days.
No, because so. You got home. I feel like you got home and what I had was a soft reentry because I did not have much going on. But I feel like what happened to you was, hey, so you're home from all of this and now we're going to ramp it back up with the graduation.
Telling you what. And I went to Meridian one day last week because I had... And I was delighted to do it. I had agreed to do a little speaking thing there for that was connected to a friend of mine's daughter. And I also had not really seen Daddy. You know, I didn't really get to see him when he was here in Birmingham. So I was able to go get breakfast after that. And because I was going to drive over last Monday after we recorded. And I was so tired last Monday. I thought, oh, I will not. In fact, I will get up early in the morning. I'm going to bed at 4 this afternoon. And so I got up early, drove to Meridian, but I was able to go pick up breakfast for Daddy after I finished because I was speaking before school to this group. And so I took breakfast over there. I visited with him for a couple of hours and I came back. I drove back. That drive will maybe go down in my personal, like, tired Hall of Fame.
Oh,
as it ended up being fine because I talked on the phone. I needed to call a couple of people back and I listened to a couple of podcasts. It was fine, but like I came home and I pretty much face planted in the guest room and fell asleep for about 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
So I finally felt caught up again on my sleep by Thursday morning. But then as it would turn out, Thursday was when the graduation stuff started. So yeah. We've been in it. We have been in it. We have celebrated. We have carpe diem'd.
Yes, you have.
We have done all the things. And as David said this morning, now it is all over.
So. Yes, yes, it is all over. Well, tell us, how was it all? Because I feel like you hosted a party. You had a dinner at Helen. You had a graduation ceremony. It's a lot.
It's a lot. It was great. We went, Alex and some of his buddies have all year, they've been going, there's this bar in Birmingham called The Grocery. And Melanie, you've been by it 1,000 times. You just didn't know you were by The Grocery, but it's in Homewood. And they do trivia on Thursday nights. And they've been very competitive. And they have formed a rivalry with a group of UAB professors.
Okay.
And so anyway, they invited the parents to come for their like final, you know, night of trivia as Sanford students. So not all the parents came, but a few of us did. And so anyway, so David and I went to that and we played trivia. We were terrible.
Okay.
Alex and his friend Dean let us know that we were real disappointments in terms of what. But here's the deal. If you ask me how many Eastern Coast, like how many states border the Atlantic Ocean? I don't know. That could be anywhere from 8 to 30, as far as I know. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I just am not well schooled in certain topics.
Yes.
So we didn't offer a lot. We offered a little, you know. Okay. We didn't offer a lot. But we did okay. We came in fourth. It was not, they were really hoping, you know, that we would dominate, and we did.
Yeah. Well, what
so
are you gonna do?
We did that Thursday night. Then Friday morning was the graduation ceremony. Their ceremony was at the College of Health Professions, which was the school that Alex was in.
Yeah.
Their ceremony was at 9. Well, apparently Sanford had sent out an email to all the graduates saying, please let your parents know that if they are not in the, I can't remember what Sanford calls their arena, but if they're not there by 8 o'clock, it may be difficult to get a seat.
Oh gosh.
You know how I feel about like running late, being late, might miss out on something if I'm not on time.
I feel like, were you cooling off the car by 6:15? Because I feel like you might have been.
I will tell you that David and I were the first people, in line, to the point that the people who were in the arena to set up for graduation would come out occasionally and look at us like, hey, you know, because we couldn't go in until 8.
Yeah.
So I have a picture of David in front of the auditorium, not auditorium, coliseum, whatever you call it, doors. Mm-hmm. It was just us for some time, but probably about 7:30 it started to fill up, and then Jackson got there and Alex got there not long after because they had to be there at 8. So we had them to talk to, we got to make some pictures ahead of time. They opened the doors at 8. We had no trouble at all finding a seat, and I feel like because their college was not as big as like the business school, we could have really probably rolled in at 10 till and been fine. You know, we could have.
Yeah. But you don't know. And it's college graduation. So like,
I know.
I mean, I remember we did that same thing at A&M last year because you just think, I mean, if you don't get in, you don't get in.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be up and at them.
But I was so delighted by the whole ceremony. Just having, I sat in a lot of high school graduations for a lot of years. And so they can, you know, that they can drag if there's not like a plan. And so, or if the commencement speaker doesn't necessarily understand the assignment or whatever, at Alex and Jackson's ceremony, we had the most wonderful commencement speaker. She's a member of their nursing faculty at Sanford. She was so just, it was perfect. You know, it was the right length. She said stuff that was meaningful. She said stuff that they'll remember. But it was, you know, she didn't get it too in the weeds with advice, but just was so practical. It was really good.
Oh, that's good.
And so I so enjoyed hearing her. And I know her first name was Carol. I can't remember her last name. But anyway, but kudos to her because she killed it. Anyway, so the ceremony itself, I think we were out of there by 10:45.
Okay.
And then we came back home. Well, David and I had to run some errands because we were having a party here Saturday night. So David and I went and ran some errands. We stopped and got a little lunch, and then we came home. And then that night we did just a family dinner at Helen.
Nice.
So it was us and Jackson and his mom, Tiffany, and his sister and her boyfriend and Jackson's best friend from high school, Logan, and Suzanne and Barry. And so we went to Helen and celebrated there. And then Saturday we had a party here for the guys who were in Alex and Jackson's house this year and their families.
Mm-hmm. That's so nice.
Yeah. Oh, and it was so fun. It really was.
I think one of the things that is so hard is to know if I'm getting all the nutrients that I need. And I remember when I had Caroline and she was younger, is she getting all the nutrients that she needs? Because it's so hard to
eat healthy enough and to get enough vegetables. And that's just not always the case when life is busy and you're just doing the best you can. But here's the thing, small nutrient gaps show up in ways that you don't expect. You can have low energy, mood swings, just feeling run down. A lot of that can come from not getting the right nutrients consistently. And that's why I love First Day. It's the one brand that you can feel good about using for your whole family. Here's the deal, it simplifies everything. There's no added sugars, there's no artificial dyes, nothing unnecessary. They're super transparent about ingredients. So everything is tested for 200 plus toxins and has the Clean Label Purity Award. They don't do one size fits all. So they actually make different formulas for toddlers, for kids, for teens and adults. So it's tailored to your stage of life and what your body needs in that stage. So it takes the guesswork out of it. It's just two gummies a day. So it's super easy to stay consistent. They also have a 45-day money back guarantee. For a limited time only, our listeners are getting an insane deal. Use code BIGBOO to get up to 57% off at firstday.com. That's up to 57% off and a free gift with code BIGBOO at firstday.com. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support the Big Boo cast and tell them that we sent you.
Here is where I was so happy with the discussion that David and I had about 2 months ago when we knew we were having this party, but we also knew what April looked like, you know?
Yeah.
Or was going to look like. And David said, why don't we get just some chicken from Raising Cane's and get their bread and their cane sauce? Because, you know, that's just a universally beloved food item, particularly among college-aged males.
Yes.
And so so that's what we did. And so I ordered chicken. Tiffany went and picked that up, and the toast and the cane sauce. So I just made some pans of potato casserole. I made a huge salad. And then David ordered a bunch of Cookie Fix cookies, and which, you know, that's a homemade.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can't go wrong.
And then he made homemade ice cream. So I didn't have that much to do from the, because, you know, I can make potato casserole in my sleep pretty much. So I woke up Saturday morning, and I felt so much like my mama, because when she would have something at the house, like there was no fervor. Like,
oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
to,
yeah,
to get things handled quite like that. And I got up with, and like the thing on my mind was our deck, because we've had so much pollen.
Yep.
I hadn't cleaned off any of the deck furniture since all the pollen has come down. The people who do our yard always blow off the deck, but still, like, we've just got stuff coming down constantly. So at about like 6:30, I'm outside with a cup of coffee, and I'm moving, and I've got Windex, I've got a roll of paper towels, I've got a garbage bag to empty the old pots. I'm just like, I got a lot going on.
Oh yeah.
And I hauled off the old outdoor rug. I ordered a new one from Home Depot. Picked it up, got some flowers. Like, I was in the
you
groove.
Were in it. You yeah. were in it. Yeah.
And listen, Tiffany, Romy, that's Jackson's sister. And then Layton, Romy's boyfriend, was staying in Alex's room. And I kept thinking, I'm going to wake them up. But fortunately I didn't. And then when they did get up, Tiffany was like, there were a couple of like different flower things I still needed. She went and picked those up for me. But my sister ended up coming over. I had asked her if she would come over, because I don't know how to arrange an outdoor space, basically.
Yeah.
Like,
You
know what I mean? Like,
I can
handle an indoor space, but there's something about the outdoors. Like, I don't know where to put stuff. I don't know when it's too much. I don't want it to look like a bunch of little, I don't want it to look cluttered, but I want it to look pretty. And so I'd asked my sister if she would come over, and she was also bringing me a folding table, but like if she would just be like another pair of eyes. And we have never been more like Mama and her sister Chalk in our whole lives.
Oh, I bet.
Because every time Chalk would have something at her house or Mama would have something at her house, it was always a two-person effort. Like, one person would take over cleaning while the other person, usually Mama, would do the cooking, or vice versa, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was in there trying to get potato casseroles ready, and my sister is no lie. She is out in my driveway with our doormat and dishwashing soap and a scrub brush. Like, she got all the leaves out of our pine straw in the front bed. I had kind of thrown some things in planters. She topped off all the topsoil for me. She got the blower. Like, she was getting it handled. And then she got out on that deck, And I had given it like a good once over that morning, and she went back behind me. And you always want her to go back behind you when you're cleaning, because yes. she just has a way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She just has a way.
She's going to get it handled.
She got it handled. I mean, mm-hmm. I felt like we totally tag-teamed that thing. And because my hope was, it was so pretty. I'm talking forever about this, by the way, but it was so pretty on Saturday. It was like 55 that morning. The yep. high was like 68. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, if we can get that fire pit going and we can get everybody on the deck, that's going to be our best bet.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, that's what happened. We had food, we had drinks, we had all of that. And then I'd put Logan and Layton, Jackson's people, in charge of the fire pit. They got that thing going, and that's where everybody was for the whole night. And we had the best time.
Oh, that's perfect.
It was so easy, and just, I was so happy to have somebody else prepare a protein. And mm-hmm. the ice cream that David made was delicious. And it was just a fun, really laid back kind of night. And Jackson and Alex really seemed to enjoy it. And so I was really glad we did that. It was a good way to kind of cap off the whole thing.
I love that. I love that. That's just perfect. And listen, the weather was glorious. It was glorious here this weekend. It could not have been better considering that we're into May. I'm like, this is so, I mean, it was like 50 degrees in the morning here on Saturday.
I know. I know. And I feel like I have been outside. This morning I got up and I got my coffee and I went outside. Like, while it's like this, you know, mm-hmm. we sat out yesterday morning. We woke up. Tiffany and I were the first two up, and we got blankets and went outside and drank our coffee and visited. And she and Romy, Jackson's sister, they went back to, they drove back to Montgomery yesterday afternoon. And then Remy was going back to school today. But I don't know. It was just so nice to sit outside. And like, in the sunshine coming through the trees was so pretty, and the breeze. And
yep.
I was out there most of this morning because there will come a time, probably, you know, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, where that will be a fool's errand to sit out there.
Yeah.
So
no. You will not. That's so funny, because Perry actually did that yesterday. I watched him, but he got out because our cushions, like our outdoor furniture, it's rained so much here. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I realized, he said, I went to like shift one of the couch cushions. He said, and I was like, this thing weighs 75 pounds because mm-hmm. it's holding so much water. And so yesterday he did that. And then like all the little oak pollen frond things, you know, those little, were all over everything. And I have those Anthropology pillows like you have, and they had really embedded themselves. And so I looked out last night, and it was, I told Perry, I was like, well done. He had trimmed everything and it looked so pretty. And so I was like, it'll be nice to sit out there for the next couple of days before it gets to be in the 100s.
That's it.
We are finishing up spring and we are heading into summer, and I feel like it's a time where we're going to have people staying at our house, where we may have more guests in and out. So it may be a time to think about the mattresses that you have in your guest room. This is a great time to upgrade those and to get a better mattress, because a good night's rest sets you up for a great day. And that is why I love Helix mattresses. So Helix helps you sleep better. A study they ran found that 82% of those involved saw an increase in their deep sleep cycle while sleeping on a Helix mattress. So if you have a specific sleep issue, if you sleep on your side, if you sleep on your back, if you need a firm mattress, Helix lets you take a quiz to figure out which mattress is going to be the best for you. Helix is award-winning. It's the most awarded mattress brand, tested and reviewed by experts like Forbes and Wired. You get free shipping and seamless delivery, so they deliver your mattress right to your door with free shipping in the U.S. And they have a Happy with Helix guarantee, so you can rest easy with seamless returns and exchanges. The Happy with Helix guarantee offers a risk-free, customer-first experience designed to ensure you're completely satisfied with your new mattress. Right now, you can take part in their Memorial Day sale. Go to helixsleep.com/bigboo for 27% off site-wide now through the end of May. That's helixsleep.com/bigboo for 27% off site-wide from May 1st till the end of May. Make sure you enter our show name after checkout so they'll know that we sent you. helixsleep.com/bigboo.
Same with the pollen fronds. Turns out, though, a good stiff scrub brush, my sister taught me, will take that stuff. Like, we have some ottomans out there, like this corded fabric ottoman, and she got after those with that dry scrub brush, and it got all that pollen right off of there. So
Listen, it's a thing. It's a thing. Well, I have a big announcement. It's not a graduation. You know, it's not that big, but I do have a big announcement.
Okay.
Our neighbors across the street officially closed on the raccoon house.
Oh, my word.
I know. So 45 years later, 50 years, that house has sat vacant.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I feel like I need to put some music with some trumpets. And I will.
Listen.
In this part of the episode.
Yeah. Listen, the raccoon house has been sold. So I texted our neighbors across the street, Bill and Jana, who we love. And I said, hey, I was like, I hear that y'all are our new neighbors now. We're surrounded on all sides. So they have bought the house. They are going to tear it down because that's what needs to happen. And
yes.
Then just leave it as just an open lot for a while until we kind of all figure out what, if anything, you know, we want to do with it. But I'm going to tell you that on Saturday, was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday, Perry was outside and I walked out there and he was talking to Bill and Jana. They were in the front yard of the raccoon house. And so Bill was like, do you want to come inside? Do you want to see it?
Oh, what?
I know.
What?
Which I've never seen inside of it. And so I was like, I do. I was like, I do. Because I'm going to tell you that the inside of that house.
Oh, my gosh, Melanie.
It looks like the raccoons were running a meth lab. That is what.
What on earth? Were there any raccoons in there?
No, but I will say that apparently they had critter control come and seal the whole house up several weeks ago.
Oh,
and so Bill had cleaned some stuff out. They had cleaned it out, but there apparently were two dead raccoons in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, the smell, like, when I walked in there, I was like, I want to see it because I'm curious, but I immediately started itching. Like, I was like, my arms started kind of itching. I was like, it just feels like the ceiling's caving in. But it's so weird because, like, you know where we live, it's this, you know, all these houses are really old. And so it's this old kind of cottagey district. And like the house next door to ours, it's so weird because you walk into it and you're like, well, it pretty much is identical to our house in terms of like layout, you know, like it just.
Okay.
So it's a weird, I mean, or kind of like I would say it's like our house before because we redid ours like 20 something years ago. But like, just so it's a little more blocked off. But I mean, it's got the archway when you walk in and it's got the little 1950s kitchen and it's got the old fashioned like telephone stand. And it's, I mean, like the tile in the bathroom, you're like, this was really, it's this blue and white tile that was like, you're like, this was really pretty at some point.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, but apparently one of the things that the former owner had in there was, when Bill went to clean it out was the cyclone fence. Like when Perry and I bought this house, there was a cyclone, that old fashioned, you know, that cyclone metal fencing was in between our houses, but it was on our property line. And so we took it down because we wanted to put up a tall privacy fence, obviously, but apparently she had kept that. She had all that cyclone fencing was inside the house.
It was inside the house.
It was inside the house. She had put it there inside the house to keep it. So anyway, but big news. It will be a raccoon haven no more. But what we have said is when they do demo the house, is it going to be like rats leaving a ship?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what is that going to look like?
What is that going to look like? That might be well worth another consultation with critter control. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
Some considerations for sure. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, so I have seen inside the raccoon house and I don't need to ever see it again. I don't need to ever see it again. So.
Okay. So when are they tearing it down?
Well, we don't know. So they have to go to the city and they were saying they've heard that the city normally does like a 6-month moratorium on demoing stuff. But we think that that's because they're trying to keep people from like immediately tearing down and building like big, huge houses.
So
we think because this one is different because they're literally just tearing it down to like leave the lot and it is technically a health hazard. We're hoping that they won't make them wait 6 months.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That feels like a law everybody can thank Nashville for, you know?
Yes.
The way that people have torn stuff down there to build really big houses. And and I would say Houston and Dallas and other big cities, you know, where you have a good piece of property in town, does tend to beckon those who would like to build something bigger and better.
Yes. So. And that had started to happen around here. I mean, I think that they changed the law because that has happened a couple of places here where people built houses in this neighborhood that don't look like they go here and they don't fit the style of the neighborhood. And so I think they kind of did that to stop that a little bit. But anyway, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, big news. So Perry and I may just get to have, so Bill and Jana are big gardeners, so we may just get to have like a lovely lot with a garden next to us.
Which, oh, that would be so fun.
I know. Listen, I may go out there in a straw hat.
I know, and some overalls. I think about gardening with a lot of fondness and even interest. And I even have thought, like, but you talk about something that I would start and not finish.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I can see me going and getting, like, the containers and, like, you know, starting the process of setting it up, trying to get it set up and thinking, well, this is real hard.
Yeah.
But I do love the whole notion of fresh vegetables. You know, Daddy had a huge garden when I was growing up, two huge plots that were gigantic, and we had acreage behind our house, but he showed me when I was at his house last week, he really wants fresh tomatoes, and so in two of the big pots that Mama used to put ferns in, he's planted tomato plants, and they've taken off. He's just as tickled as he can be.
Oh, that's delightful.
So he's doing a little container gardening this go round. But I think about it, and I just never do anything about it, you know?
No, I feel like it would be equivalent to like the pots I have on my front porch. Like I get them and I plant them and they look so pretty, and then at some point in like June I'm like, I can't even think about watering those anymore. Like it's it's a fool's errand. And but Bill is an incredible gardener, and I mean he is faithful, and they have a lovely garden across the street where their other house is. And so if anybody can get it done, Bill can. And so I would just be so happy to sit out on my porch and admire his garden.
That's it.
You
That's
know?
It. Yes. So. Yes. You would sacrifice in that manner if it is required of
you. I would. I would be real happy. So, y'all, it's almost summer and these kids are going to be at home and they're going to be hungry, and we're going to not want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen because it's too hot. Plus, we're trying to stick to high protein diets while we're trying to figure all this out. And here's what I want to quit doing, spending so much time figuring out what to eat every week. This is why I love Hungry Root. It makes life so much easier. It takes a little bit of stress off your mind when it comes to meal planning. And it's the convenience of getting to skip all that meal planning and still finding ways to meet your protein goals. So Hungry Root plans your meals for the week. They fill your cart, delivers everything you need right to your door to eat healthy every day. Hungry Root takes into account your health goals, your dietary preferences, your budget to curate a custom delivery for you every week. They learn your taste and dietary needs, and then they tailor your deliveries accordingly. So if you note an ingredient that you don't want, like gluten or dairy, it stays on your block list. Hungry Root is a game changer when you are busy and on the go. You're going to love Hungry Root as much as we do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first order, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/bigboo and use code bigboo. That's hungryroot.com/bigboo, code bigboo, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. But other than that, I feel like I got home and basically did nothing last week.
Okay. Well, I'm happy for you. I don't have to go anywhere. And I am going to Starkville tomorrow for baseball, but that doesn't really count. Like, you know, that's, I do have some book related stuff happening in about a week and a half. So I have stuff that is going to happen, but I don't have to go anywhere for other than Starkville or, you know, some other baseball game for the rest of the month.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very excited about just a little spell of primarily being here in Birmingham and just enjoying Birmingham and soaking up Birmingham, and I'm all about it. So that is good.
That'll be nice.
I feel like one thing we have in common, given this past weekend, is I think we can both safely say at this point that baseball is dumb. College baseball is stupid.
It was a little dumb this weekend.
I felt
like it just was. And I mean, listen, I knew that was going to be a tough series. I mean, they're
sure.
a top 10 team. They came in. I didn't know that we were going to get run ruled on Friday night. I guess it turned out to be Saturday morning, but Saturday, that was a little depressing.
I could not believe that. We had that game on in the living room, and you know, I was running around because I was doing all my fluffing up all the outdoor spaces. But I felt like, you know, I walked by and it was like 5-0 or something. But then there was a point where I walked by and I saw the hits and that Auburn mm-hmm. had 19 hits and
yep.
scored 18 runs.
Yep.
I was like, well, that did take a turn.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a rough outing. It was a rough go. Our pitching, we've just hit. And this is what you don't want to happen at this point in the season is we had Nico Partita, who's one of our superstar freshmen. He got hurt during the game on Saturday. So he is out for I don't know how long. Mm-hmm. And Chris Akopian, he's batting for us, but he's not able to field. So we're having some injury issues.
Yeah.
We're having some pitching issues. And like, this really isn't the time.
No.
That
Not
you want
idea.
That to happen,
mm-hmm.
you know? So we'll see, because we've got two tough. I mean, we go to Ole Miss, we go to Oxford this weekend, and then we have y'all the next week. So it's...
And we have Auburn this weekend in Starkville. And
God
then,
bless you and keep you.
And
Auburn is legit.
I know they are legit. And, you know, I mean, like, Mississippi State people, we love Butch Thompson, who's their mm-hmm. head coach, because he was at State for a long time. And then we go to College Station, which is going to be interesting because I feel like we're struggling in similar ways.
Yeah.
We just did not get, we won one game.
Y'all won Friday.
We took one.
Yeah.
And y'all took one.
Same. We took one.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, we won Saturday. We lost Friday because, we got off the rails. But we won Saturday's game, we lost yesterday's game. And so it'll be interesting to see how it all pans out. It's just, it's a little bit of a marathon, I feel like, this little last part of the season.
Yeah, yeah, it's tough. But Auburn plays Georgia this weekend, so that'll be interesting to see mm-hmm. who comes out, because I do think they appear to be the two most dominant teams right now.
Well, from our perspective, Texas had some things figured out with their pitching on Friday night in particular. I think they struck us out 19 times.
Ooh,
so here's what you're not going to do if you get struck out 19 times. Win.
Yeah. Well, I felt like yesterday, because after our game was over, I turned y'all's game over, and I don't know what his name was, but their relief pitcher with the beard.
Gosh.
I'm like, is that man collecting his 401k?
I mean,
he was grown. He was a grown man.
He has four children, and two of them are in college.
He does. I was like, what is happening?
His wife just retired from the local mm-hmm. public school district. Same. I was like, well... But, you know, I think that most of the – David laughed at me last night when I said this, but, like, I feel like most of the Mississippi State sort of prognosticators felt like if we could take one in Austin, we would be in good shape. And so we took one in Austin. It's not – we didn't do the most, but at least we did something.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the crowds at Diddy Noble will help us out this weekend. But I don't know. Like you said, Auburn's really, really good. And
They're good. We'll see. But – and I would have thought the crowds at Olsen would have helped us.
Well,
but
sure.
They didn't. I mean, there's only so much that a crowd can overcome.
I continue, though, to love, when I watch y'all's games, the lady I do not know who sits right behind home plate.
Listen, she's always immaculate.
I love
her.
I appreciate her. She's going to hang on to a sleeve. She's going to wear a sleeve at a baseball game. I don't care if it's 109 out there. I appreciate her faithfulness to Aggie baseball. And I don't know. And also, we're not far from the SEC baseball tournament, which just makes me giddy. It just, because, you know, I don't go to the SEC baseball tournament because I want State to win the whole thing, although that would be great. I just go because, to me, it's the best thing going. If you love college baseball, you get to see all these great teams play in person, and you get to see great matchups of people who don't play each other during the season. And I, for one, could not be more excited about what's coming up with all that in a couple of weeks. So
yeah, it should be fun. Yeah.
Raise your hand if you've been putting off a dental cleaning, an annual checkup, or any kind of doctor's appointment. Plus, with summer coming up, I feel like we're trying to book all those appointments for our kids and make sure that they're seeing doctors while they're on summer break. So here's the thing. Sometimes what we do instead is we just self-diagnose or we load up on vitamins and hope for the best. But here's the thing. This year, we need to do things differently. We can find doctors that we love and book appointments with ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high-quality in-network doctors so you can find a doctor that you love. You can book in-network appointments with more than 150,000 providers across all 50 states. So whether you're looking for dermatology or dentistry, primary care, eye care, or one of the other 200-plus specialties offered on ZocDoc, you can easily search by specialty or symptom to build the care team that's right for you. If you want to see your doctor in person, great. If you'd prefer a video visit, you can do that too. When you're ready, you can see their real-time availability and click to book instantly. No phone tag, no waiting around. Appointments made through ZocDoc happen fast, sometimes within just 24 to 72 hours of booking. You can even sometimes score same-day appointments. If I needed to find a doctor, ZocDoc is what I would use. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo to find and instantly book a doctor you love today. That's ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this message.
We thought, because y'all have asked, that we would offer some suggestions for graduation gifts. Correct, Melanie? Mm-hmm. Is that what we're doing now?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you shared yours with me?
I just put, listen, mine is Caroline's, is what I did. I cheated.
Oh, is it, but is it all, oh, okay. Oh, I
yeah,
see now
I put,
what you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, okay. I just did her link to her whole, like, Shop My page.
Okay.
Because I started looking, and I knew, but I was like, hers is good, and it's pretty much everything that I would put on one. So, listen, I'm just going to let y'all look at that. But we can go through it.
They're so good. And then we have a little overlap, because I don't have to get into that now. But, yes, Caroline has an excellent gift guide that's on her Shop My page, and we have a couple of the same things. So do you want to talk us through some of Caroline's suggestions, or do you just want to direct people in that direction?
No, I'll talk you through. I'll do kind of a quick overview of what I think are the things. Okay, so one of the things she put on is this CalPak Terra laptop duffel backpack. We got her this. This was actually one of her graduation gifts, and she took it to Europe last year. You now own it, Soph. It is the best carry-on weekend travel bag. It is elite. It holds so much stuff. It's so well organized. It's made to where you can carry it as a backpack, or you can slip it on over the handle of a rolling bag. I mean, it comes in a lot of colors. I feel like it can't be beat.
Yeah. No, it's so good. And it's so durable because it's got this coating on it that's on top of the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love about it, like if I'm going on a you know, pretty long trip, I'll always pack some pajamas and an extra, like a change of clothes in there. You can really pack it, like not just with, and still have room for your laptop, for your iPad, for your AirPods, like all the stuff you want on the plane.
Yeah.
But it's such a good carry-on, such a good travel companion. And I'm a big fan of having a backpack option if I'm going to have to lug something around an airport. So
yeah. This has become the bag. Like when Caroline just comes home for the weekend, this is what she brings. It holds that much stuff. So it's perfect for that. Away has a new clear stadium bag that I am actually going to order immediately because I need a new clear bag. And this one looks great. It holds a lot of stuff. It has a removable strap so you can put a cute little, you know, game day strap on it if you want. So I think that's a great option.
Oh, I'm ordering that too. Yeah, that's a great size.
Yeah, it's a great size, and it looks sturdy. Mm-hmm. And then she has several different, you know, bags and totes. There's some custom college map. There's some glasses. There's some playing cards. There's a domino set.
Yes.
This hanging waterproof travel toiletry bag, she and I both have this. It's on Amazon. It's under $30. It is, I can't even tell you, it holds so much stuff.
I have it too.
It's so good. You can pack it full of stuff. It's great to, it has a hanger on it, so you can hang it on the back of a door if you want to. Caroline did let me know today. So one of the things she put on here was a Camp Snap camera, which is the ones they make that really cute little, it's a little retro camera, but you don't use film. You just can plug it into your computer. And then they also have a cute like vintage video camera. And they gave her an additional 7% off code that stacks on top of their Mother's Day sale.
Okay. All righty, Miss Influencer.
Listen, but she got this camera for Christmas and she's loved it. Like, it's just the kids love to have a camera that's not their phone now.
I know. It's so interesting.
I know. It's all, it's, it, it all comes back around. And then I'm trying to think, just, I'm trying to hit some highlights. There's a glassware set.
So cute.
Some great little jewelry. There's some Fraulein cowboy boots. If you know a girl that's going, monogram towels are always good. So anyway, I feel like there's a great variety of things at different yes. price points. So listen, just go feel free to peruse that.
Okay. I think that's great. Yeah. Okay. I have a few things for guys, a few things for girls, and then a few things that will work for both. And these are, also, I'll put this, I don't know where I'm going to put this, but I'll direct you in the show notes for where okay. all this information will be. Okay. So for girls, there is this, Erin McDermott necklace that I think is so pretty. It's just kind of, it's a little funky. It's bright. I like the colors in it a lot. It's less than $50. I just think it's a fun piece to stack with other like gold pieces. If you want a little pop of color for that, I love it. Mm-hmm. Also just a simple letter bracelet, I think is a great option. That's classic. You can listen, your name's not going to change. So yeah. Get to have that. And then I saw Caroline had the Wheezy makeup bags on her list. I have the Wheezy towel wrap on mine.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
Because they come in such cute patterns. You can get it monogrammed if you want to. But I love that they're a little longer. Like it's a little bit more of a luxurious towel feel. I think those are great. And then I have Diva Wash on mine for girls. Caroline has Diva Wash too.
Okay.
And then the counter to that is I put laundry sauce on mine, as did Caroline. So let us just say we collectively, the Shankles and the Hudsons, yes. think detergent is an excellent graduation gift. But it is. And even yeah. this weekend, Jackson's sister said, Miss Sophie, do you use Diva detergent? Because I had a load of laundry going. And I said, I did. It's just like a comforting smell that can remind people of home when they're yeah. away. For guys, listen, I picked this shirt up. I was buying Alex a shirt. And I saw this particular shirt. And it reminded me of Jackson. So I got it for him. But it's a Burlebow, an Old Glory collared shirt. Listen, if you have a person in your life who's particularly patriotic, this is a good one. It's That's just covered in American flags. Jackson mm-hmm. wore this to their graduation party Saturday night. But I think these Burlebow shirts are such a good price point because a lot of times this like performance fabric, I don't know, you can get up into the low hundreds in terms yeah. of what they cost. This is a much more affordable version, I think, and it's a fun print. Birkenstock Bostons, I think, are a great option for guys who like to slip on a shoe, but listen, it covers their toes. Yeah. And I find that that's an important feature in a shoe for guys. And so Alex has these, but if you wanted to get somebody something practical that they're going to wear a ton at college, I think this is a great option. And then I think that every guy who was at our house Saturday night would agree, there's really no better option than just cold hard cash. A good Venmo yeah. Always makes mm-hmm. the day a little bit brighter. And then for girls and guys, I put a toolkit, which Caroline also has on her list. I think that that's so practical. It's something that they don't know that they need until they sure do need it when they yeah. need to measure something or hammer something, or they need a pair of you know, needle nose pliers or whatever. The rope baseball caps are all the rage right now. The caps yeah. that have the little piece of rope on them. Mm-hmm. And I think that these at, they're, sorry, it's taken my thing a long time to load, but at Branded Bills, like I love, I just linked to an Aubie one because I think it's so cute. It's a soft cap. It's got a cute Aubie logo on it, but you can pick, you know, pretty much any college. If you just click on the college button, it has all the available options. I think for a girl or a guy in a fun color, that's a great gift. They tend to love a cap. And then Away also has a new garment bag, which I'm so delighted by because I can't remember where I was going, but I was packing a dress and I told David, I said, do you remember when we all had hanging bags? Like, what happened to the hanging bag? Mm-hmm. And then I got an email that Away has this garment bag. It has room to put a pair of shoes in it. It folds up so that you can check it or you can carry it on a plane. But I'm just happy that we're thinking about the fact that sometimes yes. things do not need to be folded.
That's like, right.
And rolled up in a suitcase. So yeah. I think a garment bag's a great option. I'm going to get me one of those too, by the way. And that's it for me. So okay. a lot of overlap, but hopefully some good options for everybody. And I'll direct you in the show notes to where you can find all of these things.
There you go. All right. So with that, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites. This is a delayed five favorites because, of course, last week we talked for approximately 4 hours and we decided yes. the people had had enough. My first thing is a salsa, which, you know, we love a salsa, mm-hmm. but this is a Trader Joe's salsa. It's a new variety. It's their salsa tequera. Mm-hmm. It's a roasted salsa. I think it is fantastic. It's not very spicy, but it's got a depth of flavor that is different than their traditional red salsa. I had some for you when you came to Birmingham.
It's really good.
We have blazed through ours. I need to actually run by there today and get some more. It's just good. It's mm-hmm. It feels like somebody has roasted those tomatoes before they mashed them up, and I appreciate that. The second thing is from Aerie, and I ordered those terry pants that you, that was one of your favorites a few weeks ago.
I have mine on right now.
Well, I also got me this poolside Terry Henley sweatshirt.
That's cute.
And it's a very, very lightweight sweatshirt. I would even say it's more like a shirt. It's just got a little bit of that terry lining in it. Mm-hmm. When I got back from live show stuff and I was worn out and Daphne and I were going to Indigo Girls, I put this on with those poolside pants and some cute shoes and called it an outfit. Like
that's cute.
But it was. And I wore it again to trivia the other night. Like, if you want something super comfortable that somebody would think, oh, that's a cute little outfit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you feel like you're walking around in pajamas, this sweatshirt and a pair of those poolside pants, it's good. And so anyway, I've already enjoyed it so much and I'm excited. You know, I told you before we started to record, I have a sweatshirt problem and I understand that. But this is a lighter weight version and I'm real tempted to get another one, but I'm going to try to control myself a little bit better. Third thing is what we gave Jackson for graduation. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned that Jackson enjoys a heating pad. This, Melanie, is a wearable heated blanket. Listen. And you should have seen him when he opened it. It was such an immediate, like, because here's what happens. It has a place for your arms to go in. It's kind of like a Snuggie. Mm-hmm. But you can put it on so that your arms, you know, go in it and you lay the whole blanket across you. Or you can wear it like a robe.
But, this is genius.
Uh-huh. It's genius. And it mm-hmm. also has pockets at the bottom where you can stick your feet.
Oh, even better.
So it's really if somebody is kind of perpetually chilly, this is a very indulgent sort of experience. I asked Jackson this morning, because he's staying with us for a little bit. When he woke up, I said, did you use the heating pad last night? He said, yes. And then I had the heating pad and then I put the heated blanket, the robe thing on top of me. And his dog mm-hmm. is with us right now, Oakley. Yep. He said, and Oakley got on part of the heated robe. So what I'm saying is it just gives you a lot of options. Gives you a lot of options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
And I know that it's almost summer, but, you know, especially if air conditioning is for you a challenge, if you are cold nature, I think this would be enjoyable. When we gave this to him, I guess this was Friday night. It was Friday afternoon. He stuck his arms in it, stuck his feet in it, pulled the thing across him, turned it on, and went to sleep on the couch. So it's
immediate yes. Listen, that feels like an immediate yes for me.
Yes. This next thing I've had for probably a month or more, and I've worn this when I was with you, but it's this European linen button-down shirt from Anthropology. And it's
so cute.
And it's called the Umbrella Stripe. I have I don't know that I've been surprised, but I have worn the fire out of this thing. It goes with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it you can dress it up with some cute white pants or jeans and wedges, but also it's so good with jean shorts. Like it will carry you anywhere you want to go this summer. And I just love it. I love that it's bright and it's happy, but also it's so practical. It's not see-through. So you don't have to do any kind of tricky undershirt thing with it. You can just throw it on and go, and I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's really cute.
And then this last thing is a new-to-me product, but I'm a big fan of it. It's the Ilia Skin Blur Serum Concealer. Huh. I have never had... I mean, I've kind of gotten away from concealer because mm-hmm. of the like the crepiness that it yeah. accentuates.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a serum, and so it's different. Like, it doesn't... It's not like a paste underneath your eyes. It is almost like you're using like a little bit of an oil. It's weird.
Oh, fascinating.
So I got it in the shade Chalice, and which is a little bit darker than my normal skin tone. But you just need a little bit, and you just pat it in, and it's like your skin absorbs it. It doesn't sit on the surface of your skin.
Oh, I'm such that's a, what we need.
I'm such a fan of it because of the texture. But it's like when it comes out, you're so used to concealer, like hearing that suction when the brush yes. comes out because it's so thick.
Uh-huh.
This is not that. This is like having almost a tinted... It's even thinner than a moisturizer. I don't know how to describe it, but it's what eyes need at this stage in life, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I really like it. And I'm not going to wear concealer every day, but you know, when I do, when I really do like a full face of makeup, this is much better suited for my skin than anything else I've tried lately. So anyway, it's just a nice, beautiful, like easy product to wear. So...
Okay, well, this is fantastic. Listen, welcome back, Five Favorites. We're glad to have you.
Glad to have you. So, anyway, that's it for this week.
Okay, all right. Well, y'all, thanks for listening, and we will see y'all next week.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.